Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning, Crusaders. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Wednesday, January 3rd, 2017. Hospitals in England are canceling services due to hospital overflow. And in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, the patroness of Paris. The United States is warning North Korea against any more missile tests, but President Trump continues to taunt leader Kim Jong-un. Sky News is reporting that hospitals in England are canceling all inpatient treatments and non-emergent surgeries because of the immense overflow of patients they have been experiencing over the Christmas and New Year's holiday period. Hospitals have been treating patients in hallways, ambulance waits have been increased, and NHS England's National Emergency Pressures Panel has even lifted the ban on mixed-sex hospital wards. Andrew Foster, a longtime chief executive of the NHS, told Sky News that he has never seen such a demand for emergent health care and that he expects these conditions to persist another 4 to 6 weeks before it eases off. In addition to increased amounts of people in need of hospital admittance, a major concern is what has been called the Australian flu, which has been linked to deaths in Ireland. Hospitals in Kent and Cornwall have moved to their highest level of alert or escalation, OPEL 4, which means they require assistance from other health departments because they can no longer provide comprehensive care. In West Sussex and Milton Keynes, people have been warned to stay away from the hospital unless their condition is life-threatening or serious. While the Department of Health is reiterating that the NHS, quote, was recently ranked as the best and safest healthcare system in the world, Labour's shadow health spokesman Jonathan Ashworth said that this crisis is the result of years of underfunding and that Prime Minister Theresa May's reassurances, quote, have proved meaningless and hollow. Today's quote of the day comes from St. John Vianney. Everything is a reminder of the cross. We ourselves are made in the shape of a cross. Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor Saint Genevieve. You're listening to Crusade News.
Today, people want to be called bookworm to solve the world's political problems. At the Founders Trading Post, we have the books you need to help solve the world's problems and save your soul, too. From Humility of Heart to Patrick Henry, American Statesman, get started on your bookworm bona fides today by browsing to mikechurch.com/books. Most of our books are also signed by the authors. Shop like a Jeopardy champion today at mikechurch.com/books or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Born around the year 420 in Nanterre, France, Genevieve was a peasant girl who realized her vocation early and at the tender age of 15 became a nun. She lived with her godmother in Paris after the deaths of her parents and developed a reputation for piety, austerity, and acts of charity. Her bodily mortifications were so intense that after 30 years her religious superiors asked her to reduce them. She was blessed with mystical experiences, such as visions and prophecies. Genevieve was not without her enemies, however, who conspired to drown her in a lake. She was appointed by the Bishop of Paris to oversee the welfare of the local consecrated virgins, and before the attack of Attila the Hun in 451, she persuaded the panicked Parisians not to evacuate, but instead to turn to prayer. Attila notably turned his troops away from Paris and towards Orléans instead. Genevieve erected a small chapel to St. Denis, which was a place of pilgrimage in the 5th and 6th centuries. She died sometime between 502 and 512 in Paris, at an abbey founded by Clovis I as a place for her to serve the church. St. Genevieve is the patron of Paris. St. Genevieve, pray for us. Reuters reports that the United States warned North Korea against performing any further missile testing.
The U.S. issuing a stern warning against North Korea.
As we hear reports that North Korea might be preparing for another missile test. I hope that does not happen. But if it does, we must bring even more measures to bear on the North Korean regime.
The warning comes a day after Kim Jong-un's New Year's Day speech, in which he said he was open to dialogue with Seoul while also touting his ability to hit mainland U.S. with his nukes. Officials from the Trump administration on Tuesday casting doubt on Kim Jong-un's motives.
Kim Jong-un may be trying to drive a wedge of some sort between the two nations, between our nation and the Republic of Korea. I can assure you that that will not happen. That will not occur. We are very skeptical of Kim Jong-un's sincerity in sitting down and having talks.
And U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley said the U.S. would not take any talks between North and South Korea seriously if Pyongyang refused to give up its nuclear weapons.
Despite the stated desire of the State Department to see the cessation of missile testing, RT reports that President Trump continues to taunt North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, tweeting last night, quote, "North Korean leader Kim Jong-un just stated that the nuclear button is on his desk at all times. Will someone from his depleted and food-starved regime please inform him that I, too, have a nuclear button, but it is a much bigger and more powerful one than his. And my button works." In this Celestial Musings, the HuffPost published a piece yesterday entitled "Trump Tweets Support for Iranians While Banning Them from the U.S." The premise of the opinion piece is that the president cannot both support the Iranian citizens' cries of protest against their government, while at the same time seeking to restrict their entrance into the United States without contradicting himself. In the words of Mr. Youngblood, quote, "What does Iranians fighting for independence in their own country have anything to do with them coming to our country?" I agree. There is no contradiction here. Last time I checked, when the colonists were not happy with British rule, they didn't go to France. They stayed, and they effected the necessary change in their own land. I, too, support the Iranians in their quest for more freedom, and I also support the president's efforts to tighten the reins of who enters into this country until adequate vetting measures are set into place. Why is it that in giving support to another nation's citizens in their quest for freedom, some feel we are obligated to tether our national security to a policy of unrestricted admittance to our nation? For more news headlines, follow me at my Twitter handle, @CrusadeNewscast. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for king-size truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, more of the Mike Church Show. Celeste Jungblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.